Chapter 10. Jesse sat in his office with Suitcase Simpson watching Daisy Dyke on the noon news.
You bet I'm a lesbian, Daisy said. Married to a lesbian and proud to be from Massachusetts.
So much for low profile, Suit said.
The phone rang. Jesse clicked off the television. On the phone, Molly said,
Ms. Randall for you, Jesse.
Hold on a second, Jesse said. He looked at Suit. It's Sonny Randall, he said to Suit. We'll probably talk dirty on the phone, and you're too young. Suit shook his head.
At your age,
he said and stood and left the office. Put her on, Jesse said to Molly.
Shall I stay on the line? Molly said.
Jesus, Jesse said. This is like living in a frat house.
I'll take that as a no, Molly said.
In a moment, he heard Sonny Randall's voice.
Walton Weeks?
Walton fucking Weeks, Jesse said.
And somebody else? Sonny said. Are they connected?
Don't know. Emmy is still thinking about it.
Are we a little busy, she said, up there in paradise?
Actually, right now, we're marking time and fending off the press.
I saw Daisy Dyke on television, Sonny said.
Her finest hour, Jesse said.
You're home?
Yes.
Where you been?
Los Angeles, Sonny said.
Tidying up the loose ends on the Aaron Flint business.
Cronjagger says he can tie Moon Monahan to the killings out there.
Yes.
Buddy Boland's in witness protection, Jesse said.
I know.
You see your agent friend, Jesse said?
Tony Galt?
I did. You go shopping with him?
On Rodeo Drive, Sonny said.
Jesse said, yeah.
Maybe in the Jerry Jillian boutique?
Yeah.
Maybe in the fitting room? She said.
Sonny's voice seemed to develop overtones as she talked.
Uh-huh.
No, she said. Why do you ask?
I'm the chief of police. I gather information.
We aren't going steady, are we? Sonny said.
Not quite, Jesse said.
We could, Sonny said.
You bet, Jesse said.
As soon as you're clear of Jen and I'm clear of Richie.
Right after that, Jesse said.
Still, Sonny said, we might wish to relive some of those golden moments from the fitting room at Jerry Jillian.
We do wish to do that, Jesse said.
I'll come up tonight, Sonny said. About 7?
Should we have a drink first?
Oh, you civilized devil, Sonny said. You're not going to jump me in the living room?
Probably not, Jesse said.
Bring Rosie.
Of course, Sonny said. I'm pretty sure I love you.
Better than Richie?
Oops, Sonny said.
Yeah. And then there's Jen.
Oops again, Sonny said.
They were quiet for a moment, listening to nothing on the phone line between them.
Doesn't mean we won't have a nice night, Sonny said.
No, Jesse said.
It doesn't. One night at a time, Sonny said.